9 phone settings to change before attending a protest. Before you head out to a protest, take precautions to protect your privacy and the physical and digital security of any device you bring along. The most secure option, of course, is to leave your phone at home. But you can also lock things down to minimize the risk that your data will be accessible to law enforcement or to anyone who gets hold of your device. Thankfully, both iOS and Android have built-in device encryption when you use a passcode. That means your device's data cannot be accessed when it is locked. On Android, go to Settings, Security, to ensure Encrypt Disk is enabled. Maximize this protection with the following privacy settings. Turn off face and fingerprint scanning. At a minimum, disable biometric access, face ID, fingerprint unlock in favor of a passcode or PIN. The Electronic Frontier Foundation notes this reduces the risk of being physically forced to unlock your device, and it may provide stronger legal protection against compelled decryption. On iOS, Settings, Face ID and Passcode, toggle off iPhone unlock. Consider a stronger passcode, custom numeric or alphanumeric, under Change Passcode. On Android, delete your fingerprint under Settings, Security and Privacy. Device unlock, fingerprint, limit location tracking. The safest option is to coordinate plans in advance and leave your phone at home. If you must bring it, keep it off unless you absolutely need it. Turn on airplane mode ahead of time and disable Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and location services. This prevents your device from constantly transmitting your location. But remember, some apps can still store GPS data, and they may transmit it later when you reconnect. So again, the safest bet is to keep your device powered off for the duration. On Android, Settings, Location, disable location services, and turn off location history in your Google account. On iOS, Settings, Privacy and Security, location services, turn them off completely. Turn off previews and notifications. Temporarily disable notifications and lock screen previews. If someone grabs your device, they shouldn't be able to see personal information at a glance. On iOS, Settings, Notifications. On Android, Settings, Apps and Notifications. Notifications, adjust screen lock time. Set your screen to lock as quickly as possible. Your device should demand authentication whenever you're not actively using it. On iOS, Settings, Display and Brightness. Auto lock, choose 30 seconds. On Android, the exact path varies. Look under display or lock screen. Remember, most devices allow camera access from the lock screen, so you can still take photos or record video without unlocking. Enable app pinning or guided access. App pinning, on Android, and guided access, on iOS, prevent others from leaving a specific app. You can keep one app open while locking the rest behind your PIN or passcode. On Android, Settings, Security, Advanced, App Pinning. On iOS, Settings, Accessibility, Guided Access, Use a SIM PIN. Lock your SIM card to block unauthorized use and protect to a factor code sent via SMS. This PIN is required anytime the phone restarts, or if someone tries to move your SIM to another device. On iOS, Settings, Cellular, SIM PIN. On Android, Settings, Security, More Security Settings, Sign Out of, Hide, or Delete Apps, depending on your comfort level. You may want to log out of social media or delete apps that hold sensitive data. On iOS, you can lock or hide apps. Locked apps require authentication to open. Hidden apps move to a protected folder that also requires authentication. On Android, you can create a private space that locks apps behind your pattern, PIN, or password. These apps are hidden from search, recent views, and the launcher. Settings, Security and Privacy, Private Space. If necessary, turn on lockdown mode or advanced protection. iOS and Android both offer strict, high security modes. These can block changes to settings, limit app and web access, and protect sensitive data. They were designed for journalists, activists, and anyone at risk of targeted attacks. On iOS, Settings, Privacy and Security, Lockdown Mode. On Android, Settings, Security and Privacy, Advanced Protection. Protect your privacy after the protest. If you post photos or videos, blur faces and identifying features. Scrub file metadata, which can reveal a photo's location. An easy option, take a screenshot of the photo before posting, or send a copy to yourself via Signal, which automatically strips metadata. Signal also offers a built-in blurring tool. You can also blur faces in your device's photo editor. These steps won't remove every risk, but they will help protect your data, your privacy, and the people around you.